Hello, this is Susan from Viva Live Music. It's coming as no surprise that Ed Miliband is going to have an operation on his nose. When I first heard him, I was really, really put off by the tone of his voice and also the way that he spoke. Other people have said, actually on the television or privately to me, that they are put off by his voice and they don't actually listen to what he says because there's a barrier between him and his audience, not physically, but in the way that the sound is produced. There's absolutely no doubt that there was a problem with his nose. I had thought just by listening to him that it was his adenoids, although I understand that it's a slightly different procedure that's going to be there's going to be bone taken out of inside the nose, which will cause his voice to slightly alter. Instead of it being very nasal, I understand that it will become lower pitched and a rounder sound. However, I'm not sure that this is going to be the be-all and end-all for Ed Miliband. Yes, his voice will make a huge difference and people will be drawn in to listen to him more. But there are other things that he will need to look at, namely his body language, and possibly reducing the speed of how he speaks, because it's very fast. There could be a reason for this. It could be that his nasal sound put him off and it was difficult for him to speak. So a way of getting around that was to speak fast so he'd get over it. But there's quite a bit of work that he will need to do after his operation in July. So watch this space. I'm sure that I'll be able to comment on it at some point. So this is Susan from Executive Voice.